Congregation may be seated. This morning, I'm not going to read the gospel lesson right at this time. I'll read it in just a few more minutes. But at first, I think we're going to go ahead and do a children's sermon this morning. So Ann has a children's sermon. So I invite all the kids to come forward.
Good morning. How are y'all today? Does anybody know what this thing is? Have you ever... What is it, Zoe?
A lighthouse,
that's right. It's a little miniature lighthouse, but it has a job to do. Who would need one, a lighthouse? Who would need it? What? Who? Do you know?
A lighthouse.
What?
A lighthouse.
Yeah, a ship or a boat on the ocean, they sometimes run into trouble, and they need a bright light, brighter than this flashlight even. That wouldn't help a ship on the ocean, would it? But the lighthouse has a real strong light that they can see. And it'll warn them and say, hey, there's something dangerous. There's maybe big rocks. You don't want your ship to hit those. So they can turn away so they don't crash. But what if the light didn't work? Like this light doesn't work in this little lighthouse. Would that help anything?
No.
No, it wouldn't. The Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world. After a while, you listen real good to this pastor's gospel lesson, and he tells of Jesus and some of his disciples in a boat. Jesus was very tired from preaching and healing a lot of people. And he was so tired, he laid down in the boat on a cushion and he went to sleep. He took a nap. Do you ever take a nap? I like to take naps. You like to take a nap? Good, good. But suddenly, while he was sleeping, there was a big storm came. The wind blew and the waves went way up and there was water splashing in the boat and the disciples were scared. And so they woke Jesus up and they said, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to drown?" Jesus stood up in the boat and he held out his hands and he said, "Peace, be still." And just like that, all the wind stopped and the water got smooth and calm. And the wind stopped blowing. And Jesus said, "Why are you afraid? Don't you know that I can do everything?" The disciples were surprised and said, "Who is this that even the wind and the water, the sea, obey him?" Just like the disciples were afraid of the storm and the wind, sometimes we kind of feel afraid on the inside when someone maybe says or does something mean or unkind to us. Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life, which is Jesus' love." And we can have that in our heart. His light helps guide us away from bad things, just like the lighthouse guides ships away from danger. After a while, I'm going to give you each a little light to help remind you, that you can turn it on. And it makes a little bitty light, and that helps you remember that you have the light of Jesus in your heart when you love others. So let's say a little prayer now. Holy Spirit, help us shine for Jesus and show his love to others. Amen. So let's see. If I think we have a little light for everybody. And one for Parker. Good. Thank y'all for coming up. And you know, since it's Father's Day, you might see if your dad would like to turn that light off and on a little, and then you can let him do that. Maybe he would like that. Okay, thank you for coming up.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you can kind of see, it's a little bit different this morning, but I do once again want to say happy Father's Day to you. You know, fathers have different roles, I guess, or the traditional role of the father is to provide for the family, to make sure that they are safe and to lead the family, make sure that they have a good home, that they have the family has food to eat, and to care for the family. But a father's role is also important too, in just playing with the children, of getting down on the floor and being with those kids and actually acting like a kid from time to time. I remember I've spent many hours on the floor playing Legos with the kids or outside pushing them on a swing or pulling them in a wagon or taking them places and just basically being a kid. One of the roles of fathers is simply to be goofy, all right? Fathers are goofy sometimes, and if you don't believe that, just watch some of the stuff on TV of everybody loves to make fun of fathers, or think about Homer Simpson, or think about Chevy Chase in the Vacation movies. I mean, fathers are goofy, all right? And so, keeping that in mind this morning, also want to mention to you that each week I do chapel for the daycare. On Wednesday mornings, I do chapel for the daycare. In the chapel over there in the educational building. And I have fun with those kids, and that gives me a chance to act goofy sometimes. And this week, a lot of times I do follow the pericopes, the Sunday readings, and this week we had a lot of fun. And since it is Father's Day, I invite you today to be as the children, okay? And I give you permission to be a little bit ridiculous today, because I have fun with those kids in the daycare chapel. Sometimes I get a little ridiculous, so I invite you to be as a kid or be as a father. Be a little goofy today, all right? And as I read this gospel lesson, we're going to bring it alive. We're going to actually be there today. Okay, so the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 35 through 41. And it starts off. On that day, okay, so it's daytime. So what do you see in the daytime? See a sun. Everybody make a sun. All right, everybody's got to make a sun. Okay? When it was evening, or when evening had come, so what happens in the evening? Your sun goes down. And he said to them, Jesus said to them, let us go across to the other side. Okay, so we're going to go across to the other side. Everybody kind of walk across to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, all right, so what do you do when you leave? Wave, blow kisses, all right. And they took him with them in a boat. Uh-oh, we messed up, all right. We went across, but you can't walk across the water, or at least I can anyway. I don't know if anybody else can, but I can't walk across the water. So they got in a boat, all right, so you get in your boat. All right, and what do? All right, if it's a rowboat, okay, or maybe you got a canoe. You got a canoe? All right, how about a kayak? All right, so we're going across the lake, just as he was. Other boats were with him, okay, and you can see the other boats out on the water. Okay, let me back up just a little bit here and set this story up. Jesus had been teaching, or he went by the seaside, and great crowds followed him. And the only way to have a little bit of distance between him and the crowds was for Jesus to step into one of the fishing boats that was tied up at the end of the lake. And so he got into the boat, and that's where he taught the crowds. And so if you can kind of picture that in your mind of Jesus in the boat and the crowds are all on the shore, and all day long he's been talking to them, telling them right here in this gospel story of Mark in the verses before our story today, there's a number of parables. So Jesus was teaching them in parables, teaching them all day long. And you can imagine out on the lake shore, it's probably hot, that sun's coming down, it's been a long day. Also up to this point in Mark, he's already had a scuffle with the Pharisees. Jesus has cast out demons, and he's healed several people, even though we're only in the fourth chapter of Mark here. But it's been a long day. Evening's come, so they get into the boat, and Jesus is tired. Okay, and so that's where we're at here in this story. All right, a great windstorm arose. Okay, so we need some wind noises. What's some wind noises? All right. And waves beat into the boat. Okay, but before the waves, what's going on is we need some rain. Okay, we need to make some rain here. All right. What makes great rain noises is if you click your fingers. Everybody click your fingers. Listen just for a minute. That sound like rain? Kind of sounds like rain. Or you can click your tongue too at the same time. All right, it's raining. Okay, but not only the rain, the waves are starting to beat into the boat. So we need waves beating into the boat. All right, so we got all this ruckus going on. So that the boat was already being swamped. Oh, better pick up your feet. Better pick up your feet, you're going to get wet. And let's see, if you've got all these waves going on, you can't be sitting still. Let's see, how did the psalm put it? They reeled and staggered like drunkards. Okay, so everybody's just kind of rocking around. You got your feet up. Storm's going on. And they woke him up. Okay, all right, let's see, I'll back up here. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. All right, so we need sleep noises. All right, so Jesus is asleep in the back of the boat. And what would you think of Jesus at this point? I mean, there he is in the back of the boat. You got all this wind blowing on it, boat's rocking, it's getting wet, it's getting swamped, you got rain coming down, and Jesus is sleeping. Wouldn't you be a little ticked at Jesus? How can he sleep through this stuff? You probably know people who can sleep through storms and everything else, and maybe you wake up at the sound of a pin drop. Okay, but there he is. Okay, and they woke him up. How would you wake Jesus up if you've got a storm crashing in around you? Get up! Wake up! I mean, you'd be shaking him. All right, everybody shake. Everybody got to shake. All right. And they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" What would you be yelling at Jesus if your boat was being swamped? Help! Everybody yell, help! Help! All right. He woke up and he rebuked the wind. What would you tell the wind? Stop, you windy wind. All right, stop. And said to the sea, all right, rain noises. Oh, we forgot the wind. All right, we got to do the wind again. Shh. All right, stop. And then the rain noises. And don't forget about the boat, the waves. All right, and Jesus said, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Okay, we're going to try this one more time. We're going to see how coordinated everybody is. Okay, because we're going to put all this together at one shot. Okay, so we need wind. We need rain. All right, we need... Okay, and y'all can do different things at the same time because we're going to keep on going. And don't forget about picking up your feet. Don't forget the boat is rocking all at the same time. And when I say peace be still, everybody be quiet. All right, we need lots of noise right now. Peace, be still. Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid?" All right. What's your best afraid face? Okay? All right, what's your face? Be afraid. Where's my camera? Okay. That piece right there intrigues me. Why are you afraid? He doesn't say, why were you afraid? He says, why are you afraid? So I'm thinking here, what does that refer to? Are they afraid because of the storm? Because of the sea, the wind, the rain? Or are they afraid because of the power that Jesus has just displayed? Think about it. When you see something magnificent, something amazing, something that you know that can't come from human beings, and you just see that power, doesn't that kind of make you afraid? It's not only the awe, but I think that's kind of where the fear comes in as well then too. And when it says that we are to fear and love God, it's just that amazement and that fear, that majesty of knowing that this is something that comes from God. Okay. Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great awe. So what do you do? What do you do when you see something of great awe? You say, wow, amazing. Okay, I thought, think about it. Well, I mean, maybe you've gone up to the Tower of Americas or the Hemisphere Tower, or maybe stood on a high peak, a high mountain, and looked out across the valleys. Or maybe you've witnessed the birth of a child. Maybe you've seen something absolutely amazing. That's what the disciples just witnessed. They saw that the sea, the wind, the waves, the boat rocking, the water coming in, and all of a sudden it stopped. Something amazing. Something filled with awe, with power, and fear coming in. And they said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And I'll leave you with that thought. We all have storms in our lives. What storm is there that you need to hear Christ say, peace, be still? God's will is going to be done one way or the other. The disciples didn't see that in Jesus. They had been with Jesus all day long. They had seen the miracles that he'd done. They'd heard the parables. But then they see this majesty, this display of power, this ability to calm the storms, and they were in awe. Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.